Right now, your feeling has changed from the feeling you had in the sitting. This is important. When you start a 2-day session, you think, I must sit 2 days continuously. But that is not the way you should practice. If you think in that way, you may fear, you may be very much discouraged. Oh my, I have to sit 2 days. Or 7 days. It is actually better to sit one period after one period. Okay, I will sit one period. Then after kihin, you must say to yourself, I must sit one more period. And then, you start kihin, and after kihin, you should think, one more period. In that way, if you practice Zazen, you don't feel so bad. I think, if I say so, you may say, you are fooling me. But actually, it is not so. That is, how things is going. How things are going always. According to our teaching, time is like a circle of fire. This is, here, and there is burning fire. This is actually, time is going. It looks like one red circle, but it is not so. Actually, it is a continuation of, each fire. It looks like so. This is famous, parable. Senkadin. Usually, you understand time, something continue from past to future. But actually, it is the successive, continuous, continuation of events, each event. One after another, events take place. So it, one after another, it takes place. Things take place, you naturally think, you know, there is something. There's some something like time, which is always continuing, continuously exist, or you have idea of some line which, you know, from past to future, you know. But this is just abstract idea from each event. So actually, what is taking place is each event. Now, you know, you are sitting. Moment after moment, you are sitting. One period after one period, another period, you are sitting. So if you indulge into this kind of continuity of time, you become lazy and you cannot practice, you cannot put your effort fully on each moment. We say this kind of practice, zen-go saidan. Saidan is to cut. Zen is before. And go is after. Before and after should be cut, should be separated. If this is wine, you know. if you take wine always, before each meal, you will be always drunk. That is not our practice. Our practice should be practiced piece by piece, you know, not always like we say in Japanese, we say do you know so, a horse, you know, sometimes horse is, you know, horse pee. Horse, you know. Horse piss, or what do you say? Horse is once forces, you know, start to I don't know what you say. It comes out. It doesn't stop for a pretty long time. We say, don't do it like a horse. That is not good practice. If you practice 2 days session like a horse, maybe that is worse than horse. So, you know, each period you should renew your practice. So sometime you may drink, but sometime you should be able to stop it. If you cannot stop it, you know, that is bad practice. In Japan, we keep wine in a wooden, I cannot pronounce that word, bar. That is a very difficult word for me to pronounce. If you know, take a continuously wine, that is with a wet bar, no. Wet bar is not our practice. Sometimes our body, you know, should be very dry, you know, from wine. If you know, even though you take maybe a lot of wine, if you take it once in a while, we say that it's the medicine, the medicine of all medicines, we say. Medicine of a hundred medicines, we say. It is medicine. If you take once in a while, so our practice should be, you know, although we practice zazen every day, we should renew our practice day by day, one after another. So even, you know, in one practice, it is good to check your practice. As Tatsuya Miro said, you know, how about your mouth? Ay! How about your ears and shoulder? Ay! How about your neck? In that way, you can renew your practice. before your practice, when your practice is not so good, it is better to check your practice. Maybe several times in one period. But when your practice is pretty good, there will not be necessary to check so often. Breathing, breathing is very important for you. But if you want to have good breathing, you have to have good posture. And when you have good posture, you should understand how you take good breathing. Tonight, I want to explain how we take good breathing. Why your posture is important for your right breathing or good breathing is you need, a good structure of muscles around your, waist. And those muscles, usually, your breathing is going, like this. And it doesn't reach here. And you haven't a feeling of muscles here around your waist. And the good breathing, good breathing means deeper breathing. Deeper breathing is, when you, this is just natural breathing, usual breathing. And deeper one, it must go, from here, deeper to your tummy. It should reach here. And from here, to here, actually you have nothing to exhale anymore. Your lung is empty. But your muscles it's, you know, will work, start to work with some feeling. And actually your diaphragm is pressing everything down a little bit, just to make space for your inhaling. So, you know, although you have nothing to exhale, you are making, you know, you are preparing for your next inhaling. I don't know, you know, my explanation is physically, you know, physiologically right or wrong. This is my feeling. When you do so, you know, you will have a deep, calm feeling. But if you take inhaling and exhaling like this, just like this, you have no chance to, you know, to have a deep, calm, empty feeling. So one after another, you know, your feeling will be replaced by holding your breathing. You stop, actually you stop your exhaling and hold a little while. And inhale. And when you start this, as someone, I think that was Sekida. Do you know Sekida? Some Japanese priest who is teaching at Hawaii. He, you know, he's in diamonds, diamond song, but what was the, publication, diamond song, yeah. He explained exhaling this way. This is interesting, you know. So he, sometimes, especially for beginner, it is difficult to exhale smoothly, you know, from the beginning to end. So if you, you know, do this way, this is easy, actually. I think that is interesting. I think you may try that one. But if possible, you know, do it smoothly, you know, like this, not like this. But this is great help, maybe. He suggested, he was suggesting exhaling this way. Anyway, inhaling is, if your exhaling is complete, inhaling is not so difficult. Just do it naturally. And exhale. Some Zen master said your breathing could be three times a minute, you know. It is pretty long. But how you do it is to have deep exhaling. And because your mind is calm and your physical activity is not so, you know, fast, so that kind of slow breathing will be sufficient. The pain in your legs is, almost continuously, calm. But if you have this kind of practice, or this kind of technique, or not technique, but practice, by this kind of practice, you can endure the pain. The only way you can, endure your pain is, to to forget it. let it be painful. That is the only way. If you are painful, that is not, even though you are painful, that is not my problem. So be painful if you like. How you have this kind of feeling is to have good breathing, to have calmness of your mind. So if you are completely concentrated, in your perfect breathing, you will not be bothered by anything. But It may take time before you, you know, before you can apply this kind of technique when you are painful. So at first, maybe when you become painful, you know, it is how you endure it is to build up, you know, right practice. But usually when you become painful, you start to move, you know, to start to move your legs. That will not help. So, to, you know, fix your posture. And the pain does not go this way. It goes up and down and up and down. So there's nothing, there's no need to worry about it. It will naturally come down. Although it may go up again. So it will not hurt your legs. This is the problem everyone has, even Japanese people. I have this problem of pain. I think we Japanese people have more maybe pain because our legs are short, you know. So this is like this. So yours is long, so you know, on your ankle, you know, it is not so. The angle is better, you know. Our you know, legs are short, so angle is sharp, you know. So pain we have here is worse, I think. No problem, you know. In Zazen, no problem to, you know, this way, no problem. But problem we have is this way, you know. That is why it is so painful. And here, you know, we have pain. So if legs are short, you know, the pressure we have here is more pressure we have here. And here we twist, we have to twist our legs more like this because of short leg. And someone may think it will, you know, stop your circulation. I don't think that is true. if you have if your friend is a doctor, please ask him, you know, why is it it doesn't prevent circulation so much, you know, by crossing our legs this way. I don't know why, but it doesn't and stop our circulation so much. This is also true in our everyday life. But, you know, this kind of theory is also true, but we Zen students does not try to understand our everyday life psychologically or applying this kind of theory in our everyday life, on our everyday life, but we rather extend this kind of feeling which we have in our practice. So without thinking or without trying to extend our experience to everyday life, naturally, we should be able to organize our everyday life. And we have to acquire some a kind of character, so that you can always act properly, think properly, observe properly. Why we cannot observe things properly is because we have a kind of pattern of life. We are always, each person is always repeating same habitual, way over and over. It is very hard for him to change his way. Even though you know what you are doing, it is difficult to change it. So, best thing is, without working on your worst point, you know. Instead of working on the painful, difficult point, to, you know, to adjust your way, you know, by practice of Zen. So, if you adjust your way of life in Zendo, in your everyday life, you know, there's no need, not much need, to try to correct your way or try to adjust your way, because you can do it without thinking, without being concerned so much about it. No Zen master, you know. Almost all the, maybe famous Zen master is other people who had a very bad habit when he was young. it is amazing to find out, you know. If you see the picture of a good Zen master, when he was young, you know, you will be amazed. You can see, you know, by the picture, you know, how, you know, short-tempered he was, or how stubborn he was. You can see, you know, just by glance of him. Oh, but you know, it is almost, you know, impossible to believe that he was his picture when he was young. Of course, you know, it took many and many years to be a Zen master, but that is possible, you know. I think that is a great encouragement for us. I was very short-tempered, very short-tempered when I was young. I know how impatient I was when I was young. But people say he is the most patient. I feel very funny when he says he is the most patient person. I immediately want to say no. But it was, on the other hand, it is a good feeling, you know, when they admire my the patience. Oh, he's very patient. So I just listen to them. Okay. Zazen practice is, you know, maybe difficult, very difficult. But I think it is the easiest way to correct your, you know, shortcoming. It is almost impossible to correct your shortcoming. But by practice, we can do it. After so many times of repeating our human life, we say he attained that kind of, he obtained that kind of character. When we talk about a great Zen master. Maybe so. But I think when they say so, I think they have some reason. That reason, they have some experience of it. To know their former lives is a kind of, you know, magical power which only a Buddha has. But if you know how, you know, how our practice change your character, you know, I think you can understand what they actually mean. Maybe, you know, if you try to change your character in only in this life, it is almost impossible. Actually, it is not possible. But Zazen practice will change your character completely. This is a kind of magic, you know. Even though I don't know my past life, but I know I know this life. And how I change, you know, from my childhood life to my life I have now. Whether your practice is good or bad, if you sit, I'm sure you will change. All the students, of course, have been sitting for many years, you know, I think, know this fact. And see the change which our student made. So day by day, you know, without having big ambition, you know, just to sit is enough. Don't be involved in hasty, you know, idea. I have been sitting for 3 years, but nothing happened, you may say. But a great thing happened already. That he sit for 3 years is big change. That is also already a big change. And he doesn't give up the sitting. But he complains, that's all. It is a good thing sometimes to complain. Thank you very much.